Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the Word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is November the 1st, and our Bible reading portion is from the Gospel of John, chapters 7 to 9. True vision and true blindness. We read in John chapter 9, verses 39 to 41 like this. And Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into this world, that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may be made blind." Then some of the Pharisees who were with him heard these words, and said to him, "Are we blind also?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you say, 'We see,' therefore your sin remains." John's Gospel chapter 9 ends with an insightful twofold purpose statement of Jesus' ministry. He came to heal the blind and to blind those who claimed they could see. The blind were those who were willing to recognize their need for his help. Those who claimed that they could see were the self-righteous, who because of their refusal to believe would remain unforgiven and be judged guilty for their sins. In this passage, Jesus brings to light the impact of his coming. Those who falsely imagine they have special insight into the things of God become blind opponents of God's ways. And those who seem less informed are able to see when the Spirit of God opens their eyes and leads them to faith. Jesus did not come into the world to execute judgment. But at first glance, this verse seems to contradict John 3:17 that says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world." But there is no real conflict. The purpose of Christ coming into this world was not to judge, but to save. However, judgment is the inevitable result for all who fail to receive him. The preaching of the gospel has two effects. Those who admit that they do not see are given sight. But those who insist that they can see perfectly without the Lord Jesus are confirmed in their blindness. The first coming of Christ did not bring in the last judgment, but he confronted people with the obligation to decide for or against him. In the light of the revelation of the gospel, let us truly see what Christ has already accomplished for us and live a life pleasing him alone as his children of light. We read in Ephesians chapter 2 verses 4 to 6 like this. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.